Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us on Wednesday midweek Bible study. We come to praise our God, to tell him what a great God he is. So, Father, today we honor your presence. We thank you that you are Lord. You are God. You're the Almighty Father. You're the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Lord, teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are our end-time warrior. Lord, we are your end-time warriors in the name of Jesus. And we're so grateful, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to use us as your weapons against the enemy. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Satan, you have lost the war in heaven. Let all the enemies that make war with the Lamb be destroyed. We do not war after the flesh, but after the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thunder upon the enemy. Release your voice, hailstones and coals of fire. In the name of Jesus, send out your arrows and scatter them. Shoot out your light and discomfort them. In the name of Jesus, deliver us from our strong enemy, from them that are too strong for us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, deliver us and bring us into a large place. We are your battle axes and weapons of war. In the name of Jesus, you have given us the necks of our enemies, and we will destroy them in the name of Jesus. We are anointed, and you have given us great deliverance. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We beat them small as the dust and cast them out as the mire in the street. We have pursued our enemies and overtake them. We did not turn until they were consumed. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have wounded them in the mighty name of Jesus, and they are not able to rise, fallen under our feet. We tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and the dragon we trample underfoot, under our feet. We tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt us. In the name of Jesus, we tread down the wicked. They are ashes under our feet. We will arise and thresh and beat the enemy in pieces. We rebuke every wild boar of the field in the name of Jesus. We rebuke every spirit that crept into the forest, that creeps in the forest in the name of Jesus. We rebuke every beast of the forest that comes to devour in the name of Jesus. We rebuke every lion in the of the forest that comes to slay. We close the door to every demonic rat that would attempt to come into our lives in the name of Jesus. We bind and cast out every thief that would try to steal our finances in the name of Jesus. We bind and cast out any spirit that would try to steal our joy in the name of Jesus. We bind, expose in the name of Jesus, and cast out any demon that would try to sleep undetected to come into our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, cleanse our temples and drive out any thief from our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, lift up a standard against any flood the enemy would try to bring into our lives. We bind and cast out all familiar spirits that try to operate in our lives in the name of Jesus. We rebuke any demon that would try to block our way in the name of Jesus. Oh, we continually bless and honor you this afternoon, Lord God. Remove all leaven and malice and wickedness from our lives in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke devils in high places in the name of Jesus. We break off any fellowship with devils through sin, the flesh, and our sacrifice in the name of Jesus. We command all devils to leave our children in the name of Jesus. Lord, expose any human devils in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, expose any children of the devil that would try to come into our church in the name of Jesus. Let every spirit hiding from me, from us, be exposed in the name of Jesus. Let every hidden snare our feet be exposed in the name of Jesus. We stand against and rebuke every wile of the devil. We release ourselves from any snare of the devil in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we reject all false apostolic ministries in the name of Jesus. We reject all false prophecies, ministries, prophetic ministries in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just come this afternoon to give you glory, to give you praise, to honor you as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We bless your name today. You are mighty. Order our steps in the name of Jesus. We honor you today. We honor your presence. Nobody. Jesus. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank God that he is Lord. He is King. He's our Redeemer. And he has not forgotten you nor what he promised you. He loves us. So we thank you, God, for the word today. Psalm 23, the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. In green pastures. He leadeth us beside the still waters. He restores our souls. He leads us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we won't fear any evil because God is with us. His rod and his staff comforts us. Yep. He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Thou anointest our head with oil and our cups run over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He's an amazing God. I thank God for each of you all coming on today on Wednesday midweek Bible study. You know it's not like studying the Word of God. You know what he does? He erases all of them sins we do. Yeah, when we study, he erases everything. Our garments are white again. Every time we study, every time we call on him, he erased all of that crap that's, you know, that's stuck in us. He erased, you know, it's like an eraser that erased the mistakes that we made. He erased. Every time we read his word, every time we call on his name, he erased all of that stuff from us. Isn't he a great God? And then we can start all over, living righteous, living holy, like God. Yeah, he's an amazing God. We thank God every day. So we are praising God like never before. Oh, yeah, we got to praise the Lord. We got to praise him till he come back to get us. Yeah, every day. Oh, yeah, throughout the day, we got to give him thanks, give him praise, and honor him. He is the King of Kings. He is the Most High God. He's loyal. And don't you know he's faithful. He ain't like us. You know, we say we this and that, and we're going to do this, and we don't do it. But, you know, he's a man of his word. He's God. He's faithful, and he loves you. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you haven't done. He still loves you. He's not like us. We say, you know, we love it, people sometimes. We say, they didn't cross the line this time. Oh, but we remember. Oh, yeah, Lord, I remember you said 70 times 7, and then we got to do that. Hallelujah. So right now we're going to praise him, give him thanks. Yeah, he's awesome. Why wouldn't we thank God? He created the whole earth, and he put us in it, and he gave us a garden. Now, how we tend to our garden is up to us. We got to tend to garden. Yeah, there are things that he said we can't do in the garden. We got to remember, you know, he don't give us a lot that we have to, you know, do in the garden, but we got to do what he said. You know, we can't be like Adam and Eve, you know, So we thank God for you today. We thank God for you coming on Wednesday midweek Bible study. Oh, yeah, we have those women who speak on the keyboard. Right now we're going to have Minister Glory Jean Charlotte. You know, Sister Glory Jean, the one who I told you she can praise the Lord. Hello?
Hello?
Noise in the background. They got something on. Got, oh, okay. It looks like it's gone. How you doing, Sister Glory Jean?
I'm doing fine. I thank the Lord for it. Amen.
Somebody got something on. Background radio, TV, something going on. You could just flip your phone on silent. I mean, you know, mute your phone. We appreciate it. You got a TV on. You know, this is the radio. It pick up every sound. So if you got a TV on in the background, I'm gonna ask you to, you know, turn it off while you're speaking on the radio. I thank God for you all. So Sister Glory Jean Charlotte is
yes,
going to sing
God.
A song of praise.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God. You're okay, y'all. Huh? Somebody else? Somebody's
yeah, we're
on
here,
there?
But that's not. Yes, somebody got it in the background. Okay. I got rid of that in the background. I'm sorry. You could go ahead now and sing a song of praise.
Okay.
Oh,
And that's what we got to do, come and adore him. Not just during this season. We got to come and adore him all the time. He is Lord. Well, I thank God, Minister Glory Jean, from she's from Marrero, Louisiana. That was an awesome, beautiful song. Now we have Sister Lainey on with us from Jackson, Mississippi. Good afternoon, Sister Lainey. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Sister G and all the participants. Praise God. Sister Gloria Jean and I have the same idea, and that's to be seasonal with a song that reminds us about Christ.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. See around yon bird, Father and child. Holy, holy infant, so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. In the heavenly peace. It was a silent night, holy, holy night. Shepherd, wait. At my side, radiant beam from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace. You were Jesus, Lord, at my birth. Oh, Jesus, Lord, oh, at my birth. You were Jesus, even as a baby, Lord, at my birth. Lord, today and forevermore, at thy birth, and even today,
for unto us a son is given, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Amen.
Amen. Awesome. Yes, indeed. Come, all ye faithful. Christ is Lord, and silent night, holy night. What amazing songs those are. They bring back great memories. And when I was growing up, we would go to church and learn different things and sing those songs. So I thank God for that, you know, background that we had growing up. We would learn all kinds of spiritual songs and give God praise as children. Yeah. So thank you all so much for those songs of praise, songs of, you know, remembrance for the season, because Jesus is the reason for the season. We thank God that he is Lord and he is King. We honor him. Hallelujah. All right. Well, I'm going to ask Sister Glory Jean if you could pray concerning catastrophes, tornadoes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Remember those people in Kentucky, because it's been a a tornado that hit in that area. So we want to remember people. You know, we remember when we were in Hurricane Katrina. Glory Dean was in it as well. So, you know, we just want to remember and pray for those people who are going through the tornado right now.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can you hear me? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hello? You can hear me? Okay. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for this day. We give you glory and we give you praise, God. Because, God, everything is in your hands, God. Everything you have is. Hallelujah. And, God, we know all the people that went through this tornado going spread abroad in Kentucky, just traveling, Father. So many people died, God. Well, we thank you, Father God, their spirit is with you. All of them, their spirit is with you, so there is no worry, Father. But you know their loved ones are going to miss them, Father, and it hurts, God. But you said in your word that you're going to give them the spirit of gladness and joy for mourning. Oh, God, and when you say that that's real, God, the joy will come no matter what. You can't stop what God says. His word is true, and he's going to perform it. And you say, oh, forever, O Lord, is your word settled in heaven. It is settled in heaven, what God has said from Genesis to Revelation. And we thank you, God, of all the bereaved families right now, God. We lift them up to you, Father God, that you give them, God, the spirit of joy. Give them a spirit of gladness to know that their loved ones died this way, Father, but their spirit is with the Lord thy God. They have to know that. It's not there under no bushes or under no fire or wood or anything, but the Spirit is there with the Lord. Praise God. Everything else is out. All the other stuff they leave in, ashes to ashes and dust to dust. He said, beautiful ashes. Hallelujah. So that's the word. God said, beautiful ashes. That's all we are. We leave here, ashes to ashes and dust to dust. So God said what? He beautiful ashes. So we thank the Lord for all what you're doing to people in Kentucky and everywhere, Father God, all of the Reed families, God, that went through this tornado, God, that just swept all over Kentucky and other places. Oh, God, wherever they were, God, and their families, God, we lift them up to you, Lord, that you let them believe in you, God, and know and believe in their hearts that your spirit is with you, Father. Oh, God, give them the joy. Give them a spirit of joy and gladness, Father, for mourning. Minister them, Father, in a mighty way. And we thank you, Lord God Almighty, that they be restored, God. God, as it says in the 23rd Psalm, he's a restorer. And we thank the Lord for restoring them and restoring everything to you, God, everything they lost, God, that you restored back to them, Father. Thank you, Lord. Number one, we're going to say their health and their strength, God. Being able to go through all of this, God. Thank you for restoration, Father. Thank you, Lord, because the Lord is their shepherd. And we thank you, Lord. We give you glory and praise this day, God. Thank you, Lord God, because you love all of us, Father. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Yeah, prayer is needed today. We came off the wall. We got to continually pray. Thank you so much, Minister Glory Dean. We appreciate you. Well, it's scripture search time. Get your Bibles out. Get your Bibles out. I know you have them next to you, so that's good. That's good. So the first scripture we're going to look up is Romans 12 and 2. First person finder, you know how we do. We read it. State your name. Don't forget to state your name, though. Read the scripture. State your name. Sister Mary, were you saying something to me?
No, I'm sorry. I just wasn't muted. Sorry.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sister Laney.
Fine.
Sister Laney.
Okay, go ahead.
Sister Laney, Romans 12 and 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, you guys, come on. Thank you, Minister Lenny. That was awesome. All right, scripture, Hebrews 10:26. You know how we do it. Find the scripture, state your name and read it. Hebrews 10:26.
Gloria Dean. Hebrews 10:26. Okay. 26. It says, "For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin."
Amen. Thank you so much. You read it correctly. Thank you. All right. Next scripture, 1 John 4:8. 1 John 4:8. You know how we do? Find the scripture, state your name, and read it. 1 John 4:8. I hear patience, Tony. Good. Excellent.
Great. Wait.
First John 4:8.
Glory be. Nobody found it yet. I think I have it.
First John 4:8.
He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love.
Amen. Go ahead, Sister Mary. Thank you, Sister Glory Dean. Go ahead, Sister Mary.
Ye. 4:8.
Yes. Oh, I thought you had it already. You don't have it. Sister
yes.
Clark, Dean,
yes,
just
I have it.
It.
Yeah,
okay.
I have it. He that knoweth not,
okay,
not God, for God is love.
Amen. Thank you. All right. Next one is John 8:32.
John 8:32.
Sister Lainey. Sister Marion.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. Both of y'all can read.
Okay. And you shall know that the truth and the
truth
shall make you free.
Amen. Good job. Thank you all, Selene and Sister Marion. All righty. Okay. Next scripture. Matthew 11:28. You guys are doing a great job. I appreciate you. Matthew 11:28.
Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Amen. Excellent. You guys did a great, great job. Thank God for you all searching the scriptures. Yep, got to search the scriptures every day. Yep, can't lay it to the side. You know how we love to look at the news? Look at the word, the good news, more than you do the channel 4, channel 6, channel 8. You know how we do it? All right, so here's the question. What books of the Bible gives us the Ten Commandments? What books of the Bible give us the Ten Commandments? Who could tell me? State your name and say it.
Gloria Dean, the book of Exodus.
All right. That's right.
Book of Exodus.
All right, so who can tell me the verses where it's found?
It's found in 20. Gloria Dean is at chapter 20. Chapter
all right,
20.
What verses? You're right.
Chapter 20, verse 8. I am Jehovah your God, who liberated you from your slavery in Egypt. You may worship no other God than me. You shall not make yourselves any idols, any images resembling animals, birds, or whatever fish. You must never bow to an image to worship.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Don't feed him. Glory Dean.
Glory
Dean, don't
that.
Read him, honey. I just want you to tell me what scripture says.
Oh, okay.
Exodus 20 and what?
Beginning with verse 1. It's chapter 20, and you can begin.
Somebody help her out.
It begins at verse number 1. Because I have a living Bible that helps me, and it says that we should have no other gods before us. Well, anybody else, I know
all
it's
right.
in chapter 20.
So much. That's good. You're right. All right, now. It's also found in another book of the Bible. Who knows where that is? You're correct. It is found in Exodus 20, 3 through 17. And where is the other book that the Ten Commandments are found? Where is that?
Oh, no.
Come on, somebody. Anybody know? Where is it found? Found in Exodus, chapter 20, and where else? God gave it again.
Daniel? I don't know.
Okay, thank you. All right, don't know. Good. That's good. That's a good answer right there. You don't know. All right. So here's what we're going to do. It's also found in another book, but I'm not going to tell you right this minute. You can look for it. Now, this commandment in Exodus 20 tells us about stealing. Find it and read it. What does it say? Exodus 20 tells us about stealing. Where is it found? What verse?
Sister Marion, it's found in verse 15, thou shalt not steal.
Good job. Yep, it is found in verse 15. Excellent. Okay, good job. All right, next one. Which commandment tells us about using God's name in vain? Where is that one? Come on, y'all, look them up. Which commandment tells us not to take God's name in vain? Exodus what? Hello?
Yes.
Go ahead, Sister Mary.
Oh, I wasn't ready yet.
Oh, okay. I thought you said yes. Okay. All right. Which one is it? It's don't take the God's name in vain. Exodus 20, verse what?
Oh, I'm muted. I've been saying yes, Mary. Anyway,
Amen.
Mary, verse
7
in chapter 20.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right, read it.
Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will
Good
not
job.
Hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right. Moving right along, which commandment talks about adultery? Find it and read it. Don't forget to state your name. Which commandment talks about adultery?
Mary, chapter 20, verse 14.
Chapter 20, verse 14.
Yes.
Yeah.
Read it.
Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Thank you so much. Okay. Which commandment speaks about other gods? Which commandment speaks about other gods?
Gloria Dean.
Okay.
Gloria Dean. Number 20 and 3, thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Good job. All right, next one. Now, turn to Deuteronomy chapter 5. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 5. Turn in your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 5. Okay. We're going to look at verses 6. All right. Okay, Sister Marion, would you read 6 through, let's see, 8, 6 through 8.
Okay. I am the God, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt have none other gods before me. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. You said 8?
Yes.
What did you say? 6 through 8 or 6 through 10?
8.
Okay, I read 6 through 8.
Okay, thank you. All right, Sister Lanny, can you read 9 through 17?
Yes, ma'am. Thou shalt not bow down.
Actually, right, stop 1 second, please. Read 9 through, let's go to 21.
All right. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, not serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, not thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thine ox, nor thine ass, nor any of the cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, that thy manservant and thy maidservant may rest as well as thou. And remember that thou was a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God has commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, neither shalt thou commit adultery, neither shalt thou steal, neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor, neither shalt thou desire the neighbor's wife, neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, its field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, its ox, or its ass, or anything that is thy neighbor's.
Amen. Thank you so much. So now I want y'all to tell me, where is the other Ten Commandments found?
On Deuteronomy 5.
Deuteronomy 5. And where is what's the other one? Deuteronomy 5. And what's the other one?
Exodus 20.
Exodus 20. You guys are brilliant. Yay! So now this is what we're going to do. We're going to compare. Let's look at Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5 and 6. So who wants to read Exodus 20:1 and 2? And who wants to read Deuteronomy 5 and 6?
Sister G, I'll read Exodus. What was the specific? This is Micheline.
Say your name, babe. Micheline, thank you. All right, who's going to read Deuteronomy 5 and 6?
Sister Marion.
Okay, Sister Marion, go ahead. All right, so go ahead, Micheline.
Can you repeat the verse for me again, Sister G?
Sure.
Exodus 21.
I'm sorry, Exodus 21 and 2. Exodus 20, verses 1 and 2.
Okay, I was in Exodus 21. Hold on.
I apologize.
Exodus 20, verse 1 and 2. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which has brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
All right, thank you. Sister Miriam, Deuteronomy 5 and verse 6.
I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage.
All right. So I want you to see how these compare. It's Deuteronomy and Exodus. All right. Let's do, who's going to do Exodus 20, verse 3? Exodus 20 and verse 3.
Sister Marion.
All right, Sister Marion. And who's going to do Deuteronomy 5 and 7?
Mary.
Mary, okay. Go ahead, Sister Miriam.
Thou shalt not have no other gods before me.
All right, Sister Mary.
Okay. Verse 6, Deuteronomy 5. I
no,
am
sister,
the Lord.
Verse 7.
Okay.
Verse
thou
7.
Shalt have, thou shalt have none other gods before me.
Amen. See how these verses are the same in Deuteronomy and in Exodus. All right. We're going to compare now. It's going to change in a little bit. Who's going to read Exodus 20, verse 4? Glory Dean, can you read Exodus 20, verse 4?
Okay.
And
Exodus 20.
Delaney, wait.
20,
hold on.
24,
yeah.
Okay.
Sister Laney. Deuteronomy 5 and 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. 20
go ahead,
and 4. Exodus 20 and 4. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Deuteronomy 5 and 8, thou shalt not make thee any graven image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth.
All right. See how these two are the same. Okay. Mm-hmm. Who's going to read Exodus 20 and 5, verse 5? Exodus 20 and verse 5.
Sister Marion.
Okay, Sister Marion. Who's going to do Deuteronomy 5 and 9? Hello? Deuteronomy chapter
Mary.
5, verse 9.
Mary,
go ahead. All right, Sister Marion, go ahead.
Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the third and fourth generation of them that hate me.
All right. Good job. Sister Mary, go ahead.
Yes. Deuteronomy 5 and 9. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord, thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me.
All right, those two are the same. Good job.
Yep.
All right, pay attention, you guys, because it's going to switch off in a little bit. Exodus 20, verse 6. Who wants to do that one?
Sister Marion.
Exodus 20, verse 6. Marion, okay. Deuteronomy 5 and 10. Deuteronomy 5 and 10.
Mary,
I can read both.
Okay, that's okay. Mary got it. Go ahead, Mary. Miriam
okay.
First. Go ahead.
Okay, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
Good job. Mary?
10.
Deuteronomy 5 and 10.
Yes, showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
Amen. All right. Exodus 20, verse 7. Glory Dean, would you read that one? And Sister Lane, would you read
Exodus
Deuteronomy?
20, Exodus 20 and 7.
Yeah, and Sister Lainey, would you read Deuteronomy 5 and 11?
Yes,
ma'am. All right, Glardine, go ahead.
7, okay, Deuteronomy 27. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain.
Amen. Go ahead, Sister Lainey.
Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain.
All right. These two are the same. Okay, pay attention. It's going to shift in a little bit. All right, who wants to do? Sister Mary, you want to do Exodus 20, verse 8? And Sister Mary, would you do Deuteronomy 5 and 12?
Yes. Okay. Deuteronomy 20 and 8, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
I love the way you announced that. Good job. All right, next, Sister Mary.
And 12, Deuteronomy, keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee.
All right. Okay, the next one. Exodus. Glory Dean, Exodus 20 and verse 9. And
okay.
Annie, Deuteronomy 5 and 13. Deuteronomy 5 and 13.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, go ahead, Glory Dean.
Exodus, you said Exodus 19, huh?
No, 20.
Exodus 20 and verse
7.
20 and 19. Okay, hold up.
I was on the wrong page.
We cannot talk together.
Okay.
We cannot talk together. So listen to me. Exodus 20 and verse 7. Exodus 20, verse 7, Glory to
you. Okay, I got it. I'll read it. Thou shalt not take, wait, you said 20 and 7, Exodus. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain.
Amen. Thank you. Excellent. Awesome. All right. Sister Lani, Deuteronomy 5 and 11.
Deuteronomy 5 and 11 says, keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it. I'm sorry, 5 and 11. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain.
Amen. All right. Sister Miriam, Exodus 20, verse 8. And Mary, Sister Mary, Deuteronomy 5 and 12.
Exodus 20 and 8, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Good job. Sister Mary?
Deuteronomy 5 and 12. keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee.
Okay. Thank you. Next one, Exodus 20, verse 9, Gloria Dean. Exodus 20, verse 9, Gloria Dean.
Yes.
Sister Lanny,
I got it.
Deuteronomy
got it.
5, 13.
All right.
Okay. 20 and 9. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work.
Okay.
Deuteronomy 5, 13. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work.
Amen. You guys are doing a great job. Thank you. All right. Let's see. Exodus. I'm sorry. Hold on 1 second. Let me get this straight right here. All right. Sister Lanny, tell me the scripture you just read.
I just read 13.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. All right, next one. Exodus 20, verse 10. Who wants to read that one?
Sister Marion.
All right, and Deuteronomy 5, 14. Sister Mary, go ahead and read that. All right, go ahead, Mary. Sister Mary.
But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy chattel, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate.
Okay. Thank you. Exodus. I'm sorry, the next one. Sister Mary, Deuteronomy 5:14.
Yes. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thine ox, nor thine ass, any of thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within the gate, that thy manservant and their maidservant may rest as well as thou.
All right. So did you all notice there's a difference now? Anybody notice the difference in these scriptures that Sister Mary and Mary, Sister Mary read? She read Exodus 20:12, Sister Mary. And, but on the seventh day, it talks about the Sabbath. And then it talks about the maidservant. Then when Sister Mary read, it was a little bit more. It was more than the... Anybody see the difference? It's just a little different.
Yeah, it gives more detail.
Yes, more detail. All right, so the next one, we're almost finished with this section. Deuteronomy, let's see, Deuteronomy 20:11. Laura Jean, can you read that one? Deuteronomy 20:11 and Selani, could you read Deuteronomy 5:15?
Deuteronomy 20. Okay, Deuteronomy 20:11. Okay, I'm coming to it. Deuteronomy 20:11. Okay, I'm about to read it right now. 20:11 says,
take your time.
And it shall be, if it make the answer of peace and upon unto thee, then it shall be that all the people that is found therein shall be tributaries unto thee. Wait a minute. What did you say? Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay.
Deuteronomy.
Hold on.
Deuteronomy
20:11.
Yeah, I thought I was reading 11.
I said Exodus.
And it shall be. Now,
Exodus
you said,
20:11.
Okay. All right.
Exodus
I read Deuteronomy. Oh, boy, I'm getting mixed up. Deuteronomy. You told me Deuteronomy what?
No.
No, ma'am.
Oh.
Exodus.
I said
Exodus 20:11.
Yes.
Oh, I'll be going from one page to another. Oh,
that's okay.
Me.
Why don't you stay on Exodus and let the other
okay,
person.
I'm coming
you
right
just
now. I'm coming. 20:11. I'm sorry. Very sorry. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them, us, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Amen. Thank you, Gardine.
So sorry.
All right. Next. No problem, honey. Sister Lanny, Deuteronomy 5:15.
Deuteronomy 5:15. And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day.
All right. You see how these are a little different? Anybody? Everybody? Yeah, the one in Exodus that Gloria Jean read, and in Deuteronomy, it's a little bit more detailed, just a little shift in it. Not exactly the same. It's referring to the Sabbath day. Thank you. We got the last one. Last one, Sister Miriam, Exodus 20:12. And Sister Mary, Deuteronomy 5:16.
Deuteronomy 20:12, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
All right. Sister Mary?
Okay. 16. Honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
Amen. See how these are a little bit more detailed in Deuteronomy than in Exodus. All right, we got just a few more to do in this section. All right, Glardine, you stay in Exodus, and I'm going to call on Sister Lanny to do the ones in Deuteronomy. So, Glardine, your scriptures, Exodus 20:13. Exodus 20:13. Sister Lanny, Deuteronomy 5:17.
Okay, Deuteronomy 20:13. Thou shalt not kill.
Okay.
Deuteronomy 5:17. Thou shalt not kill.
All right. These are back the same. Yeah. See, these are the same now. All right, let's do the next one, Sister Miriam. You're going to do Exodus 20:14. Sister Mary, Deuteronomy 5:18.
Deuteronomy 12:14, thou shalt not commit adultery.
Okay. Sister Mary, Deuteronomy 5:18.
Yes. Neither shalt thou commit adultery.
All right. He's pretty much the same. Good job. You guys are doing a great job. All right, Glory Dean, read 20:15. Sister Lanny, Deuteronomy 5:19.
15, Deuteronomy 20:15. And he that smiteth his father or his mother shall be surely put to death.
Are you on chapter 20?
21?
15?
Oh, no.
No.
21. Chapter, my God, I'm gone. 20 and what? Oh, my God. 20:15,
yeah,
right? 20:15. I'll get it.
Yes.
Thou shalt not steal.
Deuteronomy 5.
Just
five,
stay in chapter 20, Courtney. Okay, go ahead.
I am. I don't know how that happened.
Deuteronomy 5:19, neither shall thou steal.
All right, so these are about the same. Okay. Thank you so much. Now we're on Exodus 20:16, Sister Miriam, and then Sister Mary, Deuteronomy 5:20.
Exodus 20:16, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
All right, Sister Mary.
Yes. Deuteronomy 20, neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor.
All right, good job. Okay. Now this is the last one coming up. Sister Gloria Dean, Exodus 20:70. And Sister Lanny, Deuteronomy 5:17. Exodus 20, verse 17. Gloria Dean, Sister Lanny, Deuteronomy 5:21.
Okay, Exodus 20 and 17. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidenservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, thing that is in thy neighbor's.
Deuteronomy 5:21. Deuteronomy 5:21, neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife, neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, his ox, or his ass, or anything that is thy neighbor's.
Amen. You all did a great job with those. I'm so proud of you all. Excellent. Yeah, this was quite different because, you know, when I was studying, I'm like, Lord, what am I going to do? And then he gave me that, you know, to put them and compare Deuteronomy. So now we'll remember that the Ten Commandments are in Exodus chapter 20 and also in Deuteronomy, what chapter?
Five.
Mm-hmm.
Five. Good job. So it's in two places in the Bible. So anybody ask you, where is the Ten Commandments? Deuteronomy 5 and Exodus chapter 20. Mm-hmm. All right? So we're going to do the homework now. The homework is in Sister Miriam. It's in Exodus. She has Exodus 21 verses 1 through 10. Going
to
give us the summary for that.
Yes, and chapter 21 is a continuation of what he is telling them that he wanted to do. It says, now these are the judgments which thou shalt, which he set before them, that if they buy a Hebrew servant, he will serve 6 years, and then he shall be set free the seventh year. And he said that if he came to him by himself, after the 6 years, he would leave by himself. If he came married, then he'd leave with his wife. If the master provided him a wife and his wife bore any children, the wife and the children shall be the master's own, and the man shall go without them. But if the man's servant said that he loved his master, his wife, and his children, that he don't want to go free, he will have to serve the master he will have to serve him forever. And if the master sells his daughters to be a maidservant, he shall go out, he shall not go out as the manservant go out. But if she pleases him not,
hello.
Okay, I heard somebody else talking. Okay, I thought somebody
too.
Was saying something. Okay, and it said if she does not please her master who brought her to himself, then he shall let her be redeemed. To sell her unto a strange nation, he shall have no power since he dealt deceitfully with her. And if he had brought her a son, if she had brought him a son unto him, he shall deal with, if he give her to his son and he marries her, she shall be as his daughters. And if he take another wife, her food, her raiment, and her duty of marriage should not be diminished. That was 1 through 10.
All right. Thank you so much. Excellent. All right, Sister Claudine, you had 21, 11 through 20.
Yes, 11 through 20. I had to kind of paraphrase this, you know, so to bring an understanding. But I have 11 through 20. It's still about it's mostly about people. Now God's talking about people. They say in 11, anyone who hits a man so hard that he dies shall surely be put to death. But if it be accidental and not intentional, he said, then I will appoint a place where he can be well protected. Praise God, probably, you know, jail swear. And however, in number 14, however, man deliberately attacks another, attended to kill him, drag him even from my altar, and I'll say it again. However, if a man deliberately attacks another, intended to kill him, will drag him even from my altar and kill him. Praise God. So, and talking on verse 15, he said, anyone who strikes his mother or father, guess what? He'll be put to death. And 16 explains about it's a kidnapper. Well, a kidnapper must be killed. Anybody can rob, you know how they're doing these days, how they kidnap them, the children, the babies. But these days, they don't just kidnap them. They kill the people. See, that's what's going on today. It's a lot of killing, kidnapping, but they're killing them, getting worse. But they got to pay the consequence according to God's word. And say, anyone who strikes, well, that's about the father. But he says, like a kidnapper must be killed. Whether he is caught in possession of the one he has or not, already enslaved. Now, anyone, in verse 13, anyone who reviles or curses his mother or father gets put to death. Praise God. And according to 17 verse, anyone who reviles or curses his mother or father, I think I said that, be put to death. And I think about 18, if two men, listen to this, if two men are fighting and one hits the other with a stone or with his fist and injures him so that he must be confined to bed but doesn't die, if later he is able to walk again, even with a limp, the man who hit him will be innocent except that he must pay for the loss of his time until he is thoroughly healed and pay any medical expenses. Praise God. That's what that is. And, you know, that's what's going on, too. You have to pay for those medical, the person that you may have hurt or whatever, you have to take care of his medical expenses. And it lasts the verse 20 that I have. He said, if a man beats his slave to death, whether the slave is male or female, that man shall surely be punished. God. So that takes care of that. It's talking about people are we killing, kidnapping, and these days it's just like that. And I know Jesus has fulfilled all these laws that's happening. It's been fulfilled. And praise God, living in these days is worse. Kidnapping, the people, when they find them, they're dead. They're buried somewhere. So it's just a worse. But we know what the Old Testament is letting us know. What it says, what God is saying is going to be. And then yeah. The Bible says we are living in perilous times. So it's going to be dangerous times. Things are going to be worse than what it says here. Praise God, sir. I thank God for the word of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Excellent, Sister Gloria Dean. That was very good. Thank you so much. Excellent, excellent. Okay, so for the Exodus 21 through 36, nope, they're not here. Exodus 22, 1 through 10, not here. Exodus 22, 11 through 21. So we're going to move on to Sister Laney. unless somebody wanted to cover those verses, 21 through 22 of 21. All right. Well, Sister Lainey, it's on you.
All right. I had verses 22 through 31, and I just kind of did a overview, the list of ordinances and laws that started back in 21. These instructions were given to God's people as restraint on disorderly passions and as an incentive to holiness. He was not concerned with just the outward service that could never please God or profit God. From the very beginning of the world to the end of the commandments was love out of a pure heart. God was after the heart of man. From the very beginning of the world, the end of the commandment was love out of a pure heart, good conscience, and sincere faith. God seeks truth in the inward parts. He is touched by faith, sincere faith that worketh by love. He wanted his people to remember from whence they came. All of these laws kind of piggyback on them coming out of Egypt and how they were treated when they were disenfranchised, when they were poor people, when they were in need. So he wanted them to know, be able to use their heart to make those kind of decisions. They were once in bondage and should have compassion for those in need. Hence the last verse of this chapter sums it up. God desires a holy heart and a holy, useful life that worship his holiness and, again, serve the disenfranchised. That's a general summary of what all of these ordinances were going toward. God was after the heart of people, heart of his people to operate right with your hearts. 22 says, do not take advantage of widows and children without parents. If you exploit them, they will cry out to me and I will hear them. 23. 24 says, this will anger me and I will kill you with the sword. And when I was concerned about, I will kill you with the sword. I said, does that sound like God? But what God is saying, that I will allow some of your hostile enemies, and you know that happened to the children of Israel quite often when they were disobedient, when they were not operating in obedience to God. God allowed them to be taken captive, and they suffered by the sword of their enemy. And when that happens, he said, your wives will have no husbands, and your children will have no fathers. So be careful how you treat wives and widows, because it could be the same thing can fall into you. 25, if you lend money to the needy, do not treat them like a business transaction. Don't add any interest. Again, showing compassion is up to the heart. 26, if you take your neighbor's coat or covering as security for a loan, return it to him at the end of the day before the sun goes down. 27, because this may be his only covering, and if they don't have it, it may interrupt their rest at night, their sleep. They will cry to me, and I will hear them and have compassion. I want you to have compassion, too. Verse 28, do not speak evil, dishonor, disrespect, blaspheme, curse, or speak negatively against God or those who have the rule over you. That verse, when I looked into it, it was saying that it was not just about God being, it was like the human judges as well, that we should respect them, respect what their position, try not to speak evil of them, try to operate and cooperate with them. Verse 29, don't cheat on your offerings of grain, wine, or olive oil. Whatever your harvest is, give me the first fruit. I want your very best first. I also want you to concentrate, dedicate, and give me your first blood as well. I am, in other words, God says in 29, I'm always first. Give to me first. And I think, what was that, Elijah with the woman with the meal and the flour. Give to God first, and he'll give the increase. That's an act of obedience again. Verse 30, do the same thing with your stocks of cattle, sheep, or oxen. Leave the newborn animals with their mother for 7 days, and on the eighth day, give them to me. The same way you're going to offer me the first fruit of your grain, of your offering in your household, do the same thing for your stock. Verse 31, you are to be my holy people. Do not eat the meat of an animal that was torn or mauled by another animal in the field. Their blood is tainted by the attacker's blood. So that they're tainted. I'm sorry, their blood is tainted by the blood of the attacker. It's in that meat. Throw that out to the dogs. So you consecrate yourself to my image. Remember, I'm God and I'm holy, and you must also be holy. That's it.
All right. Thank you so much. That was excellent. All right. So Sister Mary is going to summarize for us chapter 22, 1 through 17. Sister Mary, you ready? Sister Mary.
I just had to mute myself in several steps. Okay. Chapter 22, verses 1 through 17, actually the whole first part up to verse 14 is about cases where there has been a theft occurring. Someone has stolen something. Someone has a friend would loan his cow or ox to someone, and the ox dies in the presence of he's being kept by a neighbor. These are cases that where some type of theft has occurred, or even a question of whether some type of theft has occurred. This gives out rules about restoration of property. Starting in verse seven, brings in another aspect of the judgment of when there are cases of people stealing or anything. The judges were not brought in until starting verse, someone's property is at a neighbor's house and it disappears. And so they don't know whether or not the homeowner has stolen it or someone else has stolen it, or whether or not the homeowner is actually kind of making some subterfuge in order to keep his neighbor's property. Then they brought in the judges, and the judges would see, after hearing all of the evidence, whether or not the homeowner is guilty, he would have to make restoration, or whether somebody else actually came in and stole the property. But at any rate, there were just certain times that the judges were brought in, and the people were brought before the judges to have them sell the property. Eventually, somebody would have to restore what was stolen or what happened in the case. So, but as this whole passage goes on about property, then in verse 15, it sort of changes verse 15, but if the owner thereof be with the cow or whatever animal it was, and the animal should die or become hurt or something, then the fact that the owner was there supporting his neighbor, then he would not be charged for the cow getting sick, dying maybe. But in verse 16, if a man entice a man that a maid that is not betrothed and lie with her, he shall surely endow her to be his wife. This is the restitution I think of her name, her body. The guy was after Mary. And verse 17, if her father utterly refused to give her unto him, he shall pay the money according to the dowry of the virgin. So that is extending these rules to bodily situations where people would need to have some kind of restoration. The detail is amazing. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. I'll tell you what, these two chapters were full of information. I mean, specific information as to what God wants for his people during that time, what he wanted. You know, they didn't have to guess. It was written out for them. Moses went up on the mountain, and he, held the Ten Commandments. God wrote them out. So he had the list of them. So now we have ours, too. But we're going to stop. I'm not going to give the message today. It's prayer time. We're going to stop and pray. And so next week I'll give it the message. So it's going to be at laws and versus lawlessness, laws versus lawlessness. You know, we have a lawless society now. If you'll notice, yes, people are lawless. They don't care about other people. You know, the things that God commanded the children of Israel, you know, people have forgotten. I mean, even though coming over to the New Testament, Jesus paid the price for our sins, but Paul also said, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? No. We can't lie just because Jesus paid the price. We can't murder somebody because Jesus paid the price. We can't commit adultery just because Jesus paid the price. You know, we can't just, you know, kill somebody or take their property just because, and then say, Lord, forgive us. No. We still have laws to follow. And that's why God commanded us. He said, I command you to love me with all your heart, soul, and strength. And then when we follow the first commandment, he said, look, there's two of them. The second one is like the first. We got to learn to love each other. Even the unlovable. You know, when people do things to you, you know, people on the highway, you know, you put your blinker on to move over, somebody going to speed right up in front of you. You go like, wait. Or they won't want to let you in the lane. We still got to love them. We can't give them the finger. We can't cuss them out. You know what I'm saying? We got to hold our tongue and pray for them. The Lord said, bless those who do things against you. Pray for them. Pray for them. So, you know, on the highway, I mean, it's kind of hard for me. They drive me, you know, won't let me in. And one time I almost had an accident because they didn't want to let me in. I'm like, Lord, help. And then he made a way for me. And then I said, Lord, bless that person who, you know, they just lawless. They just don't want to follow the laws. They don't want to let people in. They don't want to do. So we got to still pray. And this is all about, you know, being a lawful generation. The people of during Moses' time, God said, wait a minute, I got to give these people some laws and rules to follow. If not, they're going to kill each other. So, and the same thing with us. If we don't have rules, we're going to kill each other. God gave us rules to follow to keep order. So we'd have order in the land. So I thank God for that. It's going to be, you know, the Bible says the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. So we thank God, you know, for our babies. Baby Chloe's mother's on here today. She's steady working. So I'm going to ask Minister Lanny if she could pray for excellent health for the babies. And thank God for the babies, you know, baby Chloe, baby Zoe, and baby Revere. I don't know if you all were on here when I said that. Baby Kaiser, the Lord took him to heaven. He was, you know, a little bit over a year. But you know what? We got to just let God do what he does best. He gave life, and he takes life. So we don't want, you know, nobody to die. But, you know, we can't keep this skin on forever. We got to let go of it, because one day we got to leave here, and we can't take flesh to heaven. So, you know, we got to make some decisions and make up in our mind that, you know, Lord, we got to let people go. So Baby Revere left the earth. So I'm going to ask Sister Lanny to play for Baby Chloe, Baby Zoe, and Baby Revere. I said Baby Revere, but it's Baby Kaiser who left the earth. Baby Kaiser left the earth. And we're going to be praying. So, Sister Lane, if you could pray for Baby Chloe, Baby Zoe, and Baby Revere.
Yes, praise God. Father, we thank you that you are so God, that you so love the whole world, that you gave your son a reflection of a relationship of a father to a son, a reflection of a relationship of a parent to a child. And then you adopted us through the lifeblood of Jesus Christ to be sons of yours. So we know you respect family. You respect that intimate relationship between the mother and a child and the father and a child and parents. We thank you, God, that you instituted that. You gave us examples of how we love each other and how we cover one another. We thank you for this mother, particularly this mother that's online and other mothers, the mothers of Chloe, mother of Revere and Zoe. We thank you, Father, that they had the mind and the heart to bring their children before a prayer group that will stand in the gap and intervene for them while they go through some unusual health situations. God, we thank you that you're the Lord over this body. You're the Lord over these mothers. You're the Lord over these children. Hallelujah. You said in your word that the seed of the righteous is blessed. Even though the children don't understand it, they don't see it, they're still under care. But because of who you are in these mothers, because of who you are in this prayer group, because of who you are in the earth, because of who you are as Lord, Savior, healer, deliverer, your hand and your heart has never left their side. Through everything they've been through, you've been there, making a way, as the old people say, making a way out of no way. Creating miracles when miracles were needed to maintain that their presence would stay with us. So we thank you, Father, for the grace of what you've already shown towards them, and we are humbled by that. We thank you, Father, that not only did you season their experiences with mercy, it was grace and mercy that worked in their behalf. So, God, we thank you that that kind of love is only compared to your heart, that we will live eternally with you on this side and eternally with you on the other side. We thank you, Father, that life is in your hands and death is in your hands. So we thank you for life, too. We thank you for your timeable. We thank you, Father, that you've set a time for all things, and we give you glory for how you already kept these beautiful children. And we thank you, Lord, from the top of the head to the sole of their feet, from the inside out, we speak to every blood vessel, nerve, muscle, tissue, bone, the sinew and the bones, all their major organs, all the things that the enemy has tried to use to deter them from healthy life. We come against that in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you've allowed some things, but you've shown victory in all situations. We thank you, God, that you said you will withhold no good thing from us if we walk upright. So we're just encouraging mothers, parents, to live a life that's pleasing to you, and that adds to the victory of their confidence that you are with them and they go through what they're going through. How we love you, Lord, and we thank you for your grace and your keeping power. Add even the more as needed. Hallelujah. Strengthen their hearts. Strengthen their faith. Strengthen their hands to do what is needful. But more than anything, God, strengthen their love for you and let them recognize your love for them and let them find peace and rest and comfort on this side of heaven in this present time. It's in the name of Jesus we pray, and we thank you for that peace and for that rest and that confidence that you lord over them. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Miriam, would you say a special prayer for Baby Kaiser's mother's parents, because the Lord took him home to be with him, so he's in a better place. But just say a prayer of comfort, strength, consolation for the family.
Heavenly Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, for Baby Kaiser. I thank you for the time you allowed him to be on this earth right now, Lord God. I pray for his parents right now, Lord God. Strengthen them where they're weak and build them up where they're torn down. Let them know that God makes no mistakes right now, Lord God, and that he came to take their baby, but he is in a better place. He is not suffering and in no pain, no sickness, no illness or disease right now, Lord God. I pray that you strengthen them right now on every side and let them know that God is with them right now, Lord God, and he's going to continue to bless them. He's going to continue to strengthen them in the hour of bereavement. Right now, Lord God, just cover them with the blood of Jesus and help them to understand that their baby is in a better place right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Glory Jean, could you pray for everyone that's on the line today and those who didn't come on?
Praise God. Lord, we thank you as we give you all the glory and all praises today, God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing everyone that's on the line today, God. You're taking care of them. You're taking care of their prayer requests, God. All of our prayer requests you're taking care of, God, because we have that confidence in you. We have that trust in you. We have that faith in you, because that's the only way to receive it, is be fully trust in God. Hallelujah. And God, all the ones that were not able to be on the line today, bless them, Father. What you're doing for us, do for them, Father. And we thank you, God, for the blessing today. Thank you for loving us, Father God. Thank you for the blood of Jesus, God. Thank you for Jesus coming, God. Celebrating the birth of Christ. We thank you, Lord. This is something we do every day. We celebrate his birth and his resurrection. We thank you, Lord God, for what he's done for us. Thank you, Lord, for blessing each and every one of us, God. And whatever healings need to be done right now, God, ask God that you touch each one of us, touch our body, Father, where there needs to be a healing, God. We thank you, Lord, and we're receiving our healing, God, receiving our blessings, God. And not only that, we pray for every family that's represented this world today that God created. And we thank you, Lord, for healing our bodies, taking care of us, God. Help us, God. Help us, God, that we won't be doubting you, God, that we have that belief in you, God, that know that it's going to happen in our lives, God. We thank you, Lord. It may be a little difficult right now, but we know, God, you're going to come around for us and bless us, Father. We just got to have that confidence in you, God, and we thank you. You say, whosoever believes shall have. Praise God, what shall we ask? And God, you say it in your word. When we call upon you, you're going to answer us. Show us. You didn't say tell us. You said you're going to show us great and mighty things that we don't know. We thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord, for Sister Caritha, Father God, your teacher, God, for this Bible study. We thank you, Lord, that you continue to be with her, God. Continue, God, to just enhance her, bring her forth, Father God. Continue to teach her, God, that she may teach us, God. Ask you, God, to continue to minister to her, God, bodily. We love you, Father, and we love her. You love all of us, God. We thank you, Lord, for everything today. Thank you, God, for blessing everyone. Thank you to everyone on the line today. Everyone that was not here, they're being blessed too. Praise God. Hallelujah, because God loves all of us. Not some of us, but all of us. And we thank you, Father, God, in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. All right. We're about ready to close out. I'm going to ask Sister Mary Nichols if she could say a closing prayer. She's probably on mute. She'd be multitasking, y'all, but that's okay. Sister Mary Nichols, if you could say a closing prayer for us.
Thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we do praise you and love you, serve you. And just ask you, Lord, to strengthen those who are on the call and those who are hearing the call and we don't even know that they're there. We just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come together. And we do thank you, Lord, for Sister G and her skill in teaching and her love for you. So we just thank you, Lord. Pray for everyone to have a wonderful God-filled day and a God-filled week. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I love each of you. God loves you so, so much. Oh, my God. His love is amazing. So I look forward to talking to you. I have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Don't forget, praise the Lord every day. Hallelujah. Love y'all. Bye.